Angie Stone, she really sung the hell out of this theme song. Like, she just really did that. And fun fact, I believe another theme song she did was As Told by Ginger, which if you know the show, you know I love As Told by Ginger. I need to find it somehow to watch. It's probably on, I'm not sure if it's on Peacock. No, it wouldn't be on Peacock. But Nickelodeon, release it on Hulu, please. Maybe it is on Hulu. I need to search for it. But anyways, welcome back to my podcast. This is the part three of a three-part series about friendships. And this is the last one, not last podcast episode, just the last part of this series, to be clear. Sometimes I confuse myself, so I don't want to confuse you because, you know, you just don't deserve that confusion. Anyways, how have you been? How's the week going? Thank you for returning to listening to me. Blab on and off. And you know, people who listen to podcasts faithfully, I have an appreciation for you because you're part of a community. You're part of a community that people don't quite understand. And people try to really ask you, you sure you like that? That's pretty interesting. Because I've been listening to podcasts for a very long time. And one of the reasons why I want to take my own podcast is because I have a lot of internal dialogue with myself. And it's like, I'm sure I'm not the only one who feels this way. Let me get a podcast for it. Yes. So that is one of the truths about people who have podcasts. We do love to talk a lot. And I don't know what it is right now, but for a while, it's been like a lot of bad PR about podcasts and stuff. But I think some people just listen to the wrong podcast, and we always let things that are, you know, absurd or crazy or goes against what we believe trend for a while on social media, and then we complain about it. But I think what I'm going to do is on my Twitter is I'm going to create a thread of good podcasts, because if I know them, maybe you should know them too. And I've never been the type of person to gatekeep anything. I'm going to put you on. But anyways, thank you for returning back to the podcast, to this episode. We have been talking about friendships lately. I'm going to dive into the topic. Well, actually, before I dive into the topic, I actually want to talk about, you know, not a lot of life updates, just some major things in my life that happened. My dad recently turned 80. I'm very blessed and thankful for that. His health isn't the best right now, but I'm glad that he's still here. And, you know, he's still fighting. He's still pushing. And I'm just also glad that my parents are surrounded by really good people who really care about them and who check on them when I'm not able to, and who are just so supportive, because it's not, you don't always have people who care around you. And the older you get, the harder it might be to open up to people and to have the supportive friends and so on and so forth. But that's one of my life updates. All my other life updates, if you know, you know. I don't really broadcast a lot of things. I mean, soon come, maybe eventually, but I am an open book to people who know, but I'm not a public person. I like a lot of things private, and it's not like me keeping secrets. It's just, I don't gotta share my whole entire life on the internet. Okay. I really don't. Like, I like not to be mysterious, but I like to not have people I don't know everything about me before you have met me. I don't want you to draw any conclusions or anything else like that about me, because I would want you to meet me. I mean, the best way to experience someone is to meet them in person. Okay. It's like, who are you? Like, when you show up, who are you really? Like, how do you talk? Like, what is your attitudes? What are some of your mannerisms? You know, how do you look? Like, what are your reactions and stuff like that? So I know sometimes you might admire somebody online, you meet them and you kind of like underwhelmed. That's not me. Okay. Maybe on the first time, perhaps, maybe depending on how I'm feeling or whatever, but I never cared to be any type of celebrity, anything like that, but I just love my personal, private life. That's how I prefer it. That's how I want it. And that's how I'm going to keep it, by the grace of God. So jumping into the topic, as we've been talking about friendships, this episode is how to make friends. And again, Take What You Need podcast is not just an advice podcast or, you know, suggesting things. It is a podcast for a conversation. There are certain things you may be thinking of, and I've probably been thinking of as well. And my thing is, let's talk about it. One of my favorite TikTokers does this thing when he says, let's talk about it. Not in that voice, but in that phrase. But what I was saying is that how to make friends. Now, you don't really need a reason to make friends, but sometimes we come across a reason why we feel as if like, I need friends. I need new friends, or I don't have any friends and it's time for me to make new friends. Because for some reason, we always had this notion. I'm not sure if it was Drake, if it was that Drake lyric, but we were always like, no new friends, no new friends. And that is the worst way to have gone about it, because in life, we need friends. We are not made to live alone. We are made to live with other people. We are made to share our experiences and to guide other people throughout life. And when I say guide, I don't mean force them. I mean, you lead them to the right place, perhaps. As in you be a good example, a good influence on their life. But life is not made to be lived alone. And growing up, I've seen, it was more so cartoons that had a depiction of friends. They had, you know, the all girlfriends, or they had a group of friends who were male and female. And the most significant show growing up in my younger years that I love the depiction of friends is Girlfriends. It was a great depiction for me because it was four different women of four different backgrounds, and they just had so much in common, and they really cared about each other, and they were, you know, very truthful to each other. And I always, you know, admired a friendship group like that. I've always wanted a friendship group like that. And I would say I somewhat have it, but we're not as close because we don't live in the same location. So we're not always doing lunch together, because it was even down to the point where they were always doing lunch together. Like, even though Lynn never had a job or never kept a job, but they're able to always gather around together for dinner, for lunch, on weekends, to go shopping. I love that. I'm not a clingy person, so sometimes I probably would just need my own space, and maybe one weekend I would just want to break from my friends. That's just me. But I just love the bond and the relationship they have as friends, which is so rare. Now, another show that I really liked, most recent show to be exact, because Insecure is more recent than Girlfriends, but Insecure. And to be more exact, I love the relationship that Molly and Issa had. And I think that their relationship kind of reflects the relationship that some of us have in our late 20s, is that we have friends that we grew up with, but we haven't really grew up in a way. And what do I mean by that? What I mean by that is that Issa and Molly, in the first two seasons, you see how Issa kind of likes does certain things or goes about certain things, and Molly tries to correct her, and, you know, like, she doesn't like when Molly corrects her about certain things. It was kind of like in their relationship, like, they didn't mature to the point where they could be honest, and like, I'm being honest to tell you the truth, and I'm not being honest to hurt your feelings. And later on in the episode, not later on in the season, and not to get too much into it, because if you haven't seen Insecure, I wouldn't want to ruin it for you. I would want you to, you know, see it in person and make your own judgment. But later on in the seasons, we get to a point where, you know, Molly or Issa's not, they're not saying certain things based on their certain patterns, or, you know, like tiptoeing around each other, and they're able to be really, truly honest with each other. And the reason why I like Insecure is because it's a friendship group that has grown, you know. Like, I normally don't believe, well, I'm not gonna say normally, I don't believe in like soulmates and stuff like that, but the way these characters are written in the show, you could really call them soulmates, because it's like, well, they really do love each other. and they truly just want the best for each other. And as friends, that's what we want to do. You know, we just want the best for our friends. And sometimes our friends don't make the best decisions, but you know, we can't be so hard on them or like a mom, because they didn't ask you to, they didn't want you to be their mom. They already have a mom. They already have a dad. They already have a parental figure of some sort in their life. They're not asking for you to be the third, the first, the second, or whatever. But how to make new friends as an adult? Let's get into that. So for me, the number one thing for me to make new friends as an adult is use your social medias. Like, if you listen to a podcast, I'm pretty sure you have social media. You have some type of Instagram, some type of Twitter, hell, I don't know, YouTube, TikTok perhaps. And you're following a bunch of other women. Like, why not just, you know, slide into DMs, you know, or comment on their things and say, hey, you know, like, I think you're cool. I think you're this. Or just small chat, small banter, and things like familiarity. I hate saying that word. But like, hey, they posted that they're going to this concert. Oh, wow, I like this concert. What did you think about it? Did you enjoy it? Should I go? Or hey, I see that you're in New York. We should link up or something like that. It sounds easy to say, but when you're like a bit of a shy person or don't want to seem like a stalker, it might be like, huh, this is weird. But in order to meet new people, you have to get out of your comfort zone and you have to get out of that hard shell that you have created in your mind that no one wants to be your friend or that you're being weird and you're being awkward, because that's not how to go about things. Now, I know there's sites or apps like Bumble where you can make friends and so on and so forth. I have a friend who've used it and met a really cool person on there. I don't know the details of their friendships, but I'm more of a person, I'd like to meet you online. I'm not going to download an app to meet people. And I only say that because I don't like to download apps, period. Like, I'm not the girl who downloads apps. And I know this sounds weird, but I just don't like having a bunch of stuff on my phone that I'm not going to use often. That's just my opinion on about it. I know we're all different, but that's how I feel about it, so that's why. But anyways, I would say definitely reach out and connect to the people that you are following on social media, because like, why not? You know, like, use the resources that we have. Like, back then there was no social media, there was no internet. You had to meet people either at work or at your church or at grocery stores, if you feel like meeting people at a grocery store. But I'm telling you, if I go to a grocery store, if I don't know you, I'm not gonna sit there and have a conversation with you. Unless you really have a good like opener or like a really good like conversation starter. Like, you're telling me, like, if I'm staring at something and I'm not sure if I want it or not, and you tell me how good it is, okay, you started a conversation. If you put me on and I like it, I'm like, okay. Okay, I'm gonna give it a chance. But now that we have the worldwide internet and we have social media and stuff like that, let's use our resources. You can meet people from all corners of the world. And of course, be safe about it. Of course, don't tell people your location. Of course, don't send money online. I always gotta tell people, do not send money online. Because why are you sending money to people? That's something that I just have to always tell people. You should never be sending money. But put yourself out there. You know, say hey. Say hi. And if they're cool, they're cool. If they're not, they're not. And if you're the type of person that, hey, I really don't really care to text, I'd like to meet you, plan a meetup. You know, plan a meetup somewhere cool. If you live in a cool state, have them, you know, come over or plan something. I wouldn't say have them come to your home. That's your personal space. You don't know them like that. But like, you know, a meetup, like, I don't know, a meetup at a bar, a meetup somewhere very casual, a meetup at, you know, a public place, to be safe about it. But that's my number one thing. The people that I've met and people that I want to meet in real life all have been on social media. Thank God for social media. I know sometimes it ain't the best, but when you use it for the good things, you can get a lot of good out of it. Now, the second way to meet people is that you have to get out of your house. I know some of us are still scared about COVID and we're still a bit nervous and kind of reluctant to go outside, but you can do it safely, but you have to get out the house. Okay. Get out the house, go to events, go to public areas, go to bars, go to rooftop events. Like, find those events on weekends and go to them. And you'll meet people. If you feel as if you don't want to go alone, go with a friend who's open to, you know, being a floater. And what I mean by a floater is that a friend that's not like clingy the entire time, a friend that can kind of like walk around or meet other people, a friend who, in other words, is a social butterfly. I'm sure most of us have friends who are social butterflies. I have become somewhat of a social butterfly. I never thought I would see the day, but here I am, somewhat of a social butterfly. So there's live events. Summer is basically here in a few days. It's been feeling like summer's been here for a while because it's been hot as hell. But reach out. Go outside. Go to events. And if you work from home and you don't like to go outside, I hope you're trying to at least make friends with your coworkers. Because that's your... Because if you don't have social media or don't care to reach out to people on social media, your next best bet... is reaching out to them coworkers, girl. And I don't know about you, but depending on my coworkers' vibe, I don't really care to make friends with coworkers. That is the only thing that I'll say. If it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't. But I'm not really open to it. I would like to connect with you on a professional level. You know, you see an opportunity, I see an opportunity. Like, you help me, I help you. Like, you know, I got you, girl. Okay, and the last one is, this is not really a way to make new friends, but I'm going to put on the list anyways, and that is reconnecting with old friends. Now, I know what you're thinking. What do you mean by reconnecting with old friends? There are people that we went to high school with, college with, we still, you know, keep up with on social media, and we always wondering how they're doing, but yet for some reason we don't reach out. We always have some type of idea of how their life is like or what they're doing. We see that they're married, that they're engaged or having kids or moving, this, that, and the fourth. But we never reach out to them. And we have to start reaching out to them. Because, like, why are you so caught up? Excuse me. Why are you so caught up in somebody's life that you don't really care about because you're not reaching out to them? Now, if you had some type of big fallout with them and they like your stuff and you like their stuff, I don't know. Like, reconnect and see if there's like a possible friendship there. And then there's some people that we just, you know, we're kind of, you know, associates in school. I would still reach out to them. I know we met so many people in college. Oh my gosh. The amount of people you meet in college is ridiculous. Not in a bad way, in a good way. But you can always reach out to them and, you know, follow up with them with their careers. One mistake I made, a little bit off topic, is that I definitely should have added a lot of people that I knew in college on LinkedIn, but I added majority of them on social media. Like, what was I thinking? Clearly I wasn't thinking much about my career, but we were all in different stages of our life and careers and stuff like that, so it's kind of like, why I'm gonna follow you? You're like a health major and I'm doing radio and television. So I don't see the purpose of me following you on LinkedIn, but I think you're cool. So I follow you on social media. So that was my whole logic behind it. But I would say reconnect with old friends, especially people that you didn't have a bad history with, or people that you're just like, you see like, wow, they're doing interesting things and I wouldn't mind hanging out with them. Reconnect with them in that way. I know, again, it's always easier said than done, but we have to get out of our shell and just meet people. Now, some of this advice or conversation could be, you know, can go towards a possible romantic relationship with somebody, but we're not talking about that. We're talking about friendships here, okay? Because there's plenty of podcasts about romantic relationships and how to meet people, and those advice, I say, take it with a grain of salt and only take what you need. You see what I did there? But anyways, in a world where women are often depicted that we are competitive, not friendly, full of ego, and the way we're portrayed in the media, it's best for us to change the way that people see that or people hear that. The most recent people that I've met have been through other friends, and they have been nothing but a joy. They have opened up their homes to invite me over, to have conversations, to have, you know, a movie night. and just to like hang out. So I've been blessed not to have met mean girls per se that we would call them, but I've been blessed to meet women who are mature and very confident in who they are and don't have any signs of crazy. You know, I know crazy is a word I've got to use more carefully, but there, I'm telling you out there, there's a bunch of people who are lunatics, crazy. Even some of the people that I've met through my cousin have been really, really cool people. And I just vibe with them. I like to hang out with them, you know, grab lunch or whatever. I love it. And as I mentioned before, in conclusion, life is made to be shared and live with other people. And sometimes we grow up, sometimes we grow apart, and yet we are still connected. Humans are always going to long for a connection to another human, you know? Like, we're not made to be lone wolves. We're made to live with other people and, as I mentioned before, share our experiences, share our lives, share our homes. And, you know, when I mean homes, as in, like, people come over to see you, people come over to, you know, just chatter and this and whatnot. We have to continue to do that. We have to continue to just be okay with making friends with more people. It is perfectly fine to make friends with more people. Okay? Now, if you've got a gang of friends, that's you. I don't know how people keep up the gang of friends, but it's not me, but it's not always about me. Whatever works for you, works for you. But we just have to be very intentional in the relationships that we have that are not romantic. A lot of times we put more importance on the romantic relationships and we neglect our friendships. But those real friendships, they'll stand the test of times that romantic relationships cannot endure. So I say all that to say is it's about to be summer. You can meet some people. There's social media. There's Bumble. Go out there and make some new friends. Meet some new people, you know? Start with associates, you know what I mean? People you hang out with and people you just chill with. People you just, you know, do casual things with. Don't be locked up in a house this summer. Make friends safely. But anyways, moving on to the Black Business of the Week. And this Black Business of the Week is from someone that I've recently become, I'm going to say associates. But I will consider her a friend because she's really cool. Her name is Angie and she has an amazing event company called Posh Dream Events. I'm going to tag that below. And basically she has all kinds of events. You name it, she does it. If you have a group of friends and you want to have a little TP party or some type of brunch party or birthday party or whatever celebration you celebrate, she got you. Her designs are impeccable. It's beautiful. I've seen her work in person and I'm just mind blown. She is a perfectionist. So don't worry. She got you, because if she doesn't like it, it will not go on that floor. Or a table setting, or whatever location the venue is going to be at. But check her out. Tell her that Anne sent you. And check out her Instagram page, which I'll be tagging below as well. But as always, I thank you so much for listening. Thank you for, you know, being a part of this conversation with me. And also, I'm going to give you guys some homework. Ask your friend, who is the last person you made friends with? And how did you go that? How'd you go about that? Anyways, thank you for listening. Take care and see. Well, you hear me on the next podcast episode. But in the meantime, reach out to me on social media, Twitter, Instagram, and I'm also on TikTok. Don't judge me. It's cool over there. All right. Take care.